WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I am Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for having us tuned in here today on a Wednesday. We, you, and I are tuning in our frequency here today to WGOD, the name of my radio station, if I was to have one. And that is because I get it. I share it with you. And that is God is always broadcasting. God always has a word, a now word for you, fresh, living, active, different word probably than he had yesterday, if you were listening, paying attention. That's what we're going to do here now. We're tuning into his frequency. We're going to hear a message. Finally, we're going to hear the end. After I repeated yesterday's program, we're going to hear the end of this message now, the fruits of the Spirit. That's where we're at in Galatians. As many of you know, Galatians chapter 5, we had a quick look at the works of the flesh and now the fruits of the Spirit. And we're going to wrap that up. Here it is Wednesday. If you are tuned in at night, you still have about 25 minutes to make it to Island Community Church to take part in our Bible study tonight. And I am sending all of you an invitation. Love to see you. A few of you have taken me up on that and have showed up on Wednesday night. It's a wonderful time. Our church family is a loving group of people. They love the Lord. And the next thing after loving the Lord is they love visitors. And they love to love on you when you come and visit. That's one of the greatest things about our church family is how loving and kind they are and how generous and kind they are to strangers as well. And there's nothing like being felt like being at home when you visit a church when you don't know anyone there. Just one time that'll happen. And then you be like family. So I invite you, if you're looking for a church home, if you're tired that after a month no one knows your name or who you are, why don't you come by Island Community Church? Let the Lord change that for you. Be a part of a church family that really cares about you. Now we're in the book of Galatians. We're looking at the fruits of the Spirit. This coming Sunday will be God is not mocked. That's the next chapter. Be not deceived. That is, don't kid yourself, friend. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, this shall he also reap. More on that as the weekend approaches. Here today, though, and again, love to see you, 6 o'clock. Now, Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island from 6 to 7. If you can't join us, watch us on the app if you're able to. Get out your wide margin Bible. In Romans chapter 12, 6 to 7, on the Island Community Church, FL is the app. The Facebook page, if you're a Facebook kind of person, Island Community Church. Either one of those will turn on live at 6 o'clock. So there's no excuse for you not joining us here and getting the word in you on this Wednesday, on hump day. And there's no better thing to get strengthened here in the middle of the week. Because that's what God does, because his word is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. We're going to see how sharp it is today now in this message to find out, hey, how are we doing with this? Are we exhibiting, are the fruits of the Spirit growing in and on us? Here's part two of this message.
You see, back in the day when he wrote this, this might have been Witch Hazel throwing some eye of newt into a bubbling cauldron. But that's not what it means for you people. The Greek word is the word pharmakia. Guess what that means? That's the key word. Not smoking grass and coke and all this other yakety yak. Pharmaceutical drugs. Now, remember, if those who practice these things practice like a piano or practice your tuba or practice medicine, it's practice. Not someone that got a prescription because they were sick, but those that practice these things. Sorceries is pharmaceutical drugs. At the end of the book of Revelation, in chapter 9, I think it's verse 27, it's going to say that people in the world refuse to give up their translated sorcery. Oh, don't kid yourself. It's not Eye of Newt. It's not Eye of Newt. Their doctor prescribed drugs for them. That's why I am so vehemently against pharmaceutical drugs for a lifestyle. For a lifestyle. Not to get the pneumonia out of you, but for a lifestyle. Verse 20, he goes on with his list. Sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness. See, not someone that's been drunk. You see, a drunk is a noun. Drunkenness is an adjective. When the adjective describes you, that's who he's talking about. A drunk. Are you known as a drunk? Not someone who has gotten drunk. Almost everyone has gotten drunk. You're not an outsider. You can't be saved if you've been drunk. But if there's no change in you after you've been born again, there's got to be some changes in you. You can't walk in this kind of stuff anymore you used to. You can't still be known as a drunk today. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. You shouldn't be known as that. If I made myself clear, we're not talking about going out and having a glass of wine or a beer. That's not where the Bible's not a dry book. But when these things describe you, the Bible puts drunkard right up here with wife beater or anything else. You've been delivered from that. Anything that's designed to get you out of your mind so that you cannot think properly is evil. Spoken from someone who's been delivered from that for many years. Who started smoking pot at 13 years old and smoked every day of his adult life until he was 30. Believe me, I know what I'm talking about. I don't care if the government legalizes it. It's evil. It's bad for you. Anything that stops you from thinking clearly or hearing from him is bad. I just speak that from my heart. I love you. It's bad for you. Don't ever give up your faculties to anyone willingly. Okay. Again, verse 21, he says, just as I told you in times past, that, all right, now, here comes the threat. Not from me, from him. Those who practice these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Again, not those who have committed these things, but those who practice these things. Okay, now the opposite. And the title of this sermon, The Fruits of the Spirit. We're finally up to seeing what the Christian fruit tree looks like. Here it is. 9 things if you want to write these down. Nine things. Let me read the verse first. We're in Galatians 5:22. It says, now the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Okay, 1 through 9. This is what the Christian fruit tree absolutely must look like. Otherwise, like the parable we looked at earlier, you run the risk of the Lord telling his servants to cut it down. Just like the fig tree, if there's nothing on you, you either got either one of these two examples. You either got someone, an intercessor, that's going to step in for you and say, well, let me keep ministering to this guy for another year. Okay? If he doesn't have any love or appreciation, if he doesn't appreciate after all that he did on the cross, after a year, you keep coming to this church and you'll appreciate it, or you're a tear. And I can't wait. I'll open the door for you. Head on out. If after a year you don't realize all that he's done for you and the sinner that you were, he is going to cut you out. Right? That's what he says. He keeps his house pure. I've seen it many times in this church, and so has Donna, of people that he's cut out. You need to have some of these growing off your limbs. An orange tree that is not dead must have oranges. It has to. Or it's dead, or it's got dry root. And the vine dresser says, if it's got any one of those conditions, we're going to try to fix it. And if we can't fix it, cut it down. We'll put something else there that'll grow. This is what your tree looks like. Number one, love. These things need to make up who you are as a Christian. Love, that's agape, the love that God has for us. Not eros, but agape. For God so agape sin. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Again, as we go through these, write these down. Do a checkup from the neck up. Take inventory of yourselves. Number one was love. Number two is joy. Do you exhibit this fruit? As the pastor of this church, I do not know a member of this church or someone who comes to this church who does not exhibit joy in their lives. Every one of you, I know that you do. Now, not happiness, that's something different. You're happy because you got 40-inch tires for your Jeep. You've got joy because someone died in my place and paid a price I could never pay. That brings me joy that no devil can take, no Joe Biden can take or tax, no government can take it away, Fauci can't take it. No one can take away the joy that I have, that I know that my name's written in the book. You have it even when you're dying. I wasn't there, but I would assume they had it when Nero fed them to the lions. Because 5 minutes later, you're going to be in the presence of God. Because the Bible says to be absent from the world is to be present with him. These things give us joy. That there's something far greater than this awaiting us, right? Joy is an inner thing and can be present. Now another verse is coming to my mind. Thank you. That would be James 1:2. Say that again.
Pure joy.
NIV says, consider it pure joy when you encounter or fall into various trials. But then he tells you why. Knowing that, the testing of your faith develops. This old boy here, where you do a little hurt to the devil's forehead with this. Only through suffering and trials. Never come from making your second mortgage payment 2 months in advance. It comes through not having any money to make your mortgage payment. That's where it comes from. Having cancer and having God see you through that. That's where that comes from. And he says, count it all joy when it happens to you. I'll tell you what, Pastor, how about if I count it all joy when it happens to you, and I'll pass on that one. No, it don't work that way. Joy. Number three, peace. The Holy Spirit produces peace on the inside of you. Like we just, I just covered that, didn't I? You have peace when you recognize all that he's done for you and that your name is in the book of life and that your sins have been forgiven, right? Having been justified by faith. Hey, there's another one. I didn't even realize that. What a fun day we're having. Where's that? That's Romans 5:1. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Praise God. That means when you say out loud, I believe Jesus Christ is Lord and he's my Lord, and when you put your faith and trust and believe in him, the Bible says God, with his giant gavel, slams down that gavel and looks at you and says to everyone else up there in heaven, not guilty. Jesus said, whoever confesses me before men, him I will confess before my Father and his angels. Right, Tim? We got baptized and you said that, didn't you, in front of this whole church. Well, Jesus, you see, said your name in front of maybe your grandparents, your family. Your family goes back 1,000 years. They all can see what happened that day when this young man gets up here and says, I believe Jesus Christ is Lord. And that produces peace to know that no matter what happens to me, no one can harm my soul. That should be growing on you. This is your tree. How's peace doing in you today? You see, maybe you've let some thieving magpie steal yours. Might have to put up a hunt and stand over yours, too. Not just our parking lot for the Donut King. Don't let anyone steal your peace. But be of good cheer. He'll make more. Get in your word. Stop and realize all that he's done for you. And bloop, there'll be another piece of fruit labeled peace. If you don't have that, I have to really question as to whether or not you're a Christian. Am I right, Ron? Am I right? How old are you?
89.
Don't you walk in peace every day? Isn't life win-win to you? I know that it is. Number four, long-suffering. Greek word, makrothumia, where our word thermos comes from. For Esposito vernacular, take a long time to get sore. Like God was with me for umpteen years. Officially, self-restraint, if you want to get technical. One of my favorite attributes of God. For God is makrothume towards us. 2 Peter 3:9. Not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. And God is long-suffering. That means when he could do something, he doesn't do it. Because it's his nature for us to turn around and turn back to him. That's his nature. That's who he is. He's long-suffering with us. And God is developing that in you. It's on your tree. Right? Have you noticed you're not the man or the woman that you used to be? All right, how's it going for everyone out here now? Four out of four. Who's got four out of four? Praise God. I think all of you do. If you don't see it, something's blocking it from you, blocking you from seeing it. Every one of you are four out of four, I believe. Long-suffering, maybe we'll be better next year than we are now at it. But when we stop and think of all that he's done for us, it'll make us a little more long-suffering. Number five, kindness. Some translations say gentleness. That was up on the slide over there. Some translations read that way, gentleness. Similar to philanthropia. Philo means love. Anthropos, mankind. Some of the world's richest people, at least in this country, have got so much money that they just give it all away now to help humanity. They've got more money that they know what to do with. And they just, at least other than Steve Jobs is the only one who never gave away a dime, everyone else gives it all away when they have so much money. Does this describe you? Is this fruit, kindness, evident in you? All right, here's an exam. When they catch the donut bandit outside, do you want to see him suffer or do you mourn for him because he's lost and he's going to hell? Are you kind towards people that don't deserve it? As God was with you. And guess what? You don't deserve it either. Neither do I. Number six, goodness. This means upright of heart and life. And don't kid yourself, you didn't develop this on your own. God has done this work in you. Jesus says, no one is good, no, not one. But he makes you good, and good is a fruit of the Spirit. You're a good person now because you're a Christian. Reminds me of A Christmas Carol and Ebenezer Scrooge. Man, I love that movie. Remember that guy when he woke up on the next day? I mean, now that is this in action, isn't it? He woke up like David. Is there anyone left from the house of Saul that I can do something good to? Scrooge wakes up and says, is there anyone out here that I can bless? How are you doing with that? God produces it on the inside of you. All you need to do is A, breathe, and B, wake up tomorrow. How are you doing with that? Number seven, faithfulness. Or as the King Jimmy has it, faith. Interesting, the King James has a noun. The other translations have an adjective. Faith. It's hanging off your tree. Again, Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Is this hanging from your tree? Do you have faith? God can take even the smallest faith and turn this world upside, I should say, this crooked world right side up. With your faith, faith can move mountains. You know, if you're a Christian, you'd be trusting God out here in this world today. Who do you trust? This government's up to vaccine number five. Every time you sneeze, there's a new vaccine booster. Who do you trust? How in tarnation do you think you reached 50, 60, 70, 89 years old? Someone better than you has seen to that. Someone bigger than you has seen to that. Don't stop trusting now. Faith. How's your faith doing today? If you don't have faith, it's impossible to please God. Next one, number eight, meekness. It's the third beatitude, if I recall. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth, Matthew 5:5. Really, the word means gentle or mildness. I've read it's an old term for breaking in a horse. Did you know that? Did you know that, Robin? The horse has been meeked. Throw a saddle on him now. Put your little girl on his back. He's now mild. Well, at least I know a few horses that still struggle with that fruit. Right? El Diablo. Meekness. They wrote of Moses, he was the meekest man on the face of the planet. Isn't that funny? Moses wrote that about himself. Someone else must have wrote that. Lastly, number 9. King James has temperance. Let's call it self-control. A little easier to understand. The virtue of one who masters his desires and passions, especially his sensual appetites. Self-control. I'd call this one a work in progress. What do you think? Now let's close out the chapter here this morning. Right after that, he says, against such there is no law. And for that I say, and how? It'll never be against the law to be long-suffering or to show gentleness and kindness to someone. It'll be never against the law to walk in love. You can't tax love. They can't tax you exhibiting these fruits. Verse 24, those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, then let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, or envying one another. And that wraps up the chapter. So there we have it. How are you doing with these 9 fruits here this morning? The purpose of all of this is this. So that God and others out here in the world today can help themselves to some of your fruit. That's the purpose. They hang down low so that God and others, probably your enemies, maybe your friends that just are weak. The purpose of these fruits is so that others can help themselves to yours. That's the purpose for it. Lord, we thank you.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you.
From Love Worth Finding, here's Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
There is a built-in knowledge of God. Augustine said, "The soul of man is restless until it rests in God." God made man to serve him, to know him, and until he does, he's like a round peg in a square hole, or he is out of fellowship. Now, what is an atheist? There's no real intellectual atheist. All atheists are not atheists because of intellectual problems. They're atheists because